Hey everyone, welcome back to another segment of the MCR. Mac and me, my name's TJ, and we're just going to revisit the old saying that a lot of us have heard more than once, get woke, go broke. Well, the latest person to report going broke is Bed Bath & Beyond. It is reported that their stock is now trading below a dollar. And it's lost something like 70% of its value in the last 12 months to a better person. My wife and I used to shop there a fair amount. And going back to the 2020 elections with the electoral anomalies, Bed Bath & Beyond would sell a lot of Mike Lindell stuff. And that's where my wife and I bought his MyPillows, which, by the way, are pretty decent. They're
we've got them, and we also have the Giza sheets, which are wonderful.
Yeah, his pillows are pretty decent, and when Mike Lindell came out regarding the presidential electoral anomalies, Bed Bath and Body Work removed all his product from their shelves.
As Bed Bath and Beyond, Body Works is not in this.
Yeah, that's correct. Bed Bath & Beyond.
I just want to make sure we're not slamming the wrong company here.
Yep. Bed Bath & Beyond. So, it was an easy decision for me. Not so much easy for my wife, but I'd say we were successful in pretty much boycotting that store. I don't think we have returned since their decision to pull his products.
I can't tell you the last time I was in one of those stores.
Yeah. And so, it's been like, we could say a year or two at least.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I like those stores.
They sell some pretty good stuff, a little on the pricey side, but they're going under. Let's see, since 2022, they had closed 150 stores and announced that they were going to close 87 additional stores. I guess they're somehow connected to Bye Bye Baby stores also, even though I'm not very familiar with those, but they're closing five of those.
It's been a long time since I've had a baby, so I don't go to those.
And I guess they're also affiliated with Harmon, but they're shutting that chain down also.
What's Harmon? Is that kind of store?
It has to do with beauty supplies of some sort.
Oh, all right. Haven't heard. I haven't worn makeup since I left my transgender days.
Yeah. So I don't know. You know what? This is just, they made a decision, as did we, you know? Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. My knee-jerk reaction was kind of what you said, which is good riddance. Don't let the door hit you in the derriere. Kind of nobody deserves it more than you. But if you give it any thought, who's really getting hurt here? The guy at the bottom, the gal at the bottom who works in those stores, maybe living paycheck to paycheck. The people who made those decisions, they got their golden parachutes, and they're just going to float on down to the next company and do the same thing there. There's no penalty for them. Just the working man, if you will use that expression, is the one who's hurt by this. And they may or may not share those opinions. I didn't take a survey, but.
Well, I've never read any of his books, but I do find Mike Lindell an interesting person. He seems to have a very interesting story, and I'm pleased at his success. I'm kind of happy that he was able to rise above Bed Bath & Beyond's decision to pull his product. When I heard that, my very first thought was, how is this going to affect him? But we rallied around it. It sounds like he deals directly with customers through online purchases now.
That's how we've gotten ours.
Yeah, and from the sound of things, he's been a smashing success, and I'm very glad for him.
I did read an article or glance at an article not too long ago that said he had to take out a $10 million loan to keep the company afloat. So I'm not sure that's accurate, but we'd have to look into that more.
Yeah. Well, hopefully that's history, you know. Yeah. But you know what? Bed Bath & Beyond, I don't think $10 million is going to keep them afloat. But this is going to be a short one. That I just wanted to share this news release, and the word is they're going to be filing for bankruptcy.
Yeah, let me throw this out there. This is why the people on the right who never do anything, as far as I'm concerned, but go to their jobs and earn their paycheck, only to have it distributed to a bunch of lazy bums who have sold their votes to the Democrat God. But this is how they operate. If you don't agree with them, they ruin you.
Oh yeah.
And maybe that's what's happened here to Bed Bath & Beyond. Maybe people on the right are ruining them.
Yep. Yeah.
Or it's just the economy, bad management. There's 100 reasons why a company can go bankrupt without politics. But I just thought I'd throw that in there.
Well, here's the thing. If you're not going in there because they're not selling Mike Lindell's products, I mean, we bought a lot of stuff other than his pillows there.
Oh, sure.
You know? So, the company made a decision and let the chips fall where they may now, you know? So, that's all I got for this one. Just thought I'd share this little bit of news brief with y'all. We'll call this one a wrap. As always, be safe, watch your six, and don't tread on me.